Hello.
Hello.
Hiya. I'm just getting the last of the white chocolate digestive on my teeth.
Damn, you got in there before I was about to say it.
Well, yeah.
I was going to say, I was just finishing off that digestive.
Oh, it's really nice, really good. White chocolate digestives. I would like to dip one, though, rather than eating it dry, but it's mint and a cup of tea.
Are you tea or coffee?
Tea for pleasure, coffee for necessity.
How much coffee then?
I only really like Meg's coffee when it's made as a coffee. I love a macchiato. Is it macchiato? Macchiato from Starbucks.
Is it macchiato? Yes, that's what it's called. Macchiato. It's your accent. And then these are nice as well.
I don't really like them. I prefer cold coffee to hot coffee.
Oh, yeah, Meg does
a nice cup of coffee, but I love a cup of tea. If I was going to get up in the morning and I'd make myself a cup of tea.
I can't stand tea. Milk in the tea, though.
Milk and two sugars.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Dead good for your health.
Super healthy. Well, apparently you're very healthy. I've had a blood test done
to check because I thought I was genuinely going insane, but we've actually found what the problem is anyway, I think. I sent it to you, didn't I, saying, like, these are my results, and you were like, bitch.
Yeah, I'll go and find my health problems. I don't eat anything bad. I was looking at your numbers and kidney reports, and I was like,
I don't know how. Honestly, I don't know how because I'm really bad. And me the other week said to me, "How much water do you drink?" I was like, "I don't know, 4 pints something." She's like, "Are you joking? I drink about 5 liters a day." So I've been better though. So I'm trying.
You're very healthy now.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about today is milk. Which is because you went away and you didn't have access to emails.
So basically, I made a decision with help from peers to not have any access to my emails when I went away. So I've been away to Santorini, and everything was just getting far too much, like the house renovation, the kids, obviously the kids being off school, business advisors, social media. Like, I just felt as if everything was just proper building on top of me, and I was backed into a corner and forced by those around me to basically to come off my emails while I went away. So usually what I do is that it's weird, right? So on Gmail you can delete the email app, but the emails will still come through. So even if you delete it, so I've done it before thinking, right, I won't look at my emails, and they still come through on the top. And then all you have to do is click on them or search in the search bar and it'll come up. So you didn't delete the app from the...
No, you have to physically sign out.
So you have to sign out and then change the email. So obviously my Gmail, my Drive and my calendar, it's all on my phone.
Yeah.
I'd be able to check clients, look at the, like, our CRM system, like our sheet, see where people are at. Look at my book people links. I've got my calendar. So with me not knowing my password because they changed it, I didn't have access to anything at all. So I had nothing. And the first 2 days, I was like, because I'm an absolute control freak, and I was like, oh my god, what if this happens? What if the company blows up? What if someone dies? Like, what am I gonna do? That's it, I'm gonna have to shut down. Like, honestly, that is really, really hard. But after I'd done it, I cannot recommend it enough. You know, I've come back and I just feel I've done it wrong. You get back and your head's farting for the first half a day to sort of get back into the routine of it.
Did you just say your head's farting?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before. Head's farting. Your head's batted. I didn't realize head farting is the same thing.
But yeah, my head's been farting. So
that was like, when you were saying that, my head in my brain, I was going, Did she say her head's fine, or did she just genuinely say her head is fine?
Northern Southern Division. But yeah, it was amazing. Like, really, really nice. Like, once I actually let go of it and thought, right, it's fine. Worst case scenario, if there's anything urgent, they'll let me know. Like, if it was anything ridiculous, I'd be told. If it was anything that was stuck on, if it required me, they would tell me. Otherwise, it can be dealt with when I get back. And do you know what? It wasn't even not, because what it is you don't realise how much you take on your head, even if you don't action it. Because, like I was saying to you, everything I do is quite instant. So if I get a text or a WhatsApp or an email, or if someone asks me to do something, I do it there and then. Like, I have to just get it done. That's just the way I'm wired to do things. So even when I'm off work and I get an email come through, because I can't instantly action it because I'm meant to be off work, it bugs me until I know it's done. And I don't even realise it until I didn't do it. So, like, Keo couldn't believe it. Like, one of the days when we were there, it was beautiful. Like, the views are insane. They're, like, absolutely stunning. And we were like, sunbathing. And I was reading a book. And all day we just sat from, I think it was, like, 10:30 in the morning till 7 o'clock at night, sat by the pool, reading a book, getting in the pool, reading a book, getting in the pool, having a couple of drinks. Like, not getting drunk, just one or two cocktails. And it was like a finish, and I was like, we didn't rush to go and get ready. We just, like, we went for dinner at like 9 o'clock, you know. Like, I said to him, I swear down, this is one of the most relaxed I've felt in years. Like, not, the thing I'm trying to say is, you don't realize how much your brain's always in overdrive until you haven't got it being given the fuel to be driven. So, because even when I'm away, I'm still subconsciously dealing with emails or worrying about clients or doing things. When that was took away from me, I was like, oh, actually, this is quite nice to just sit and not be on a time now thing. Yeah. And it was mint. Keo lives in that headspace 95% of the time. So I was like, is this what you feel like? Is this what it feels like for you every day? And he's like, yeah, it's mint, isn't it?
Do you find that, like, it was, like, hard to come back to it? So now you're back in it.
I remember when I was coming back on the flight, you know, normally when you land, you obviously turn your phone back on, and the first thing I'd normally do was go on my emails and stuff. I thought, right, do I ask for my password? Because it literally changed my password, so I didn't know it, so I couldn't access it. And I thought, no, I don't want to. Like, I didn't want to come out of that frame, and I thought, I will on Monday when I need to. So when I got up this morning, I did it.
Open it.
I was like, oh God. So yeah, I didn't skip back to it, but it wasn't, because it actually was very positive. It being dealt with amazing. It's given me a lot more faith in trusting other people to do things. I'm going to do it going forward. So I'm going to remove it off my phone completely. I'm going to obviously have access to it, but only on my computer. And anything that needs to be dealt with, if it needs me and needs my attention, then I'll know about it. But other than that, like, when I'm not at work, actually not be at work. Because I think that's the problem. Like, I've always battled with it, always. Like, even from when I was just an advisor, like, because everything has to be done there and then, and because I want to give a good service, and because I want them to know that they're important, the clients, I'm a bit obsessive with it. But it's starting to, like, you know, there's got to be a point where someone else has got to take over that and do it, and I concentrate on doing other things.
Also, it's a tough one because you have to start to put boundaries in place.
Yeah, and not just more for me now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
there's only so many things you can do. And, you know, bloody hell, like, we can, between the team, we can manage what emails are coming in. And obviously, I'm not saying I'm never going to take care of things, I'm not going to be looking at it, but even if it's just not on my phone, so that when I'm not physically at work, I'm not looking at it and I'm not concentrating on it. Just some more structure. Like,
are you going to keep them off your phone completely?
Yeah,
it's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
And Millie's been doing my, like, managing my social media like, you know, like my messages and comments and stuff as well, because that's another thing, like, it's just like it never ends, like the amount, it just never ever
ends.
I know what you mean.
It's when you start making videos, especially with the stuff you're doing, like I get tons of DMs, there's always this feeling of like, crap, did I respond to that person, and I know you do as well, and it is really frustrating, and it kind of triggers anxiety.
Like, I don't know whether it's anxiety for me, it's just obsession. I get obsessed with it, like more like OCD, like not even realize. And I didn't realize how much I checked things until I wasn't checking them. And then I was like, Jesus, like, I need to calm down here. Like, you do get a bit obsessive with it. But at the end of the day, it's like, that's the main fuel of my business. Social media, responding to emails, inquiries. Like, you know, if I worry that if I stop giving that the attention I've always given it, then the business is going to fall.
It's focused time, I think. That's the stuff I'm looking at, like, If you give social media, you give an hour a day, two hours a day, whatever. It's focused time and doing the things you need to do. You don't have to pick that up for another 24 hours. You pick it up in two hours. A two-hour, one-hour focus a day is more than enough. But most people don't focus on social media.
They just scroll in and out. And then you think, like, I've seen that thing loads of times on different books and, like, audios and things of, like, emails should be opened on a morning and opened on a night, and that's it. In between, don't even entertain it. But that's where I've massively gone wrong. I can't change a habit now.
I do that. I know what you mean.
Like, because I've let myself get to a point where I'm doing it all the time, I can't retrain it, so I've just got to cut it off completely and start again. But it is, that is something I've read loads about, you know, start the day looking at what needs doing, and then at the end of the day, look at it again. So that in between, you're not being distracted constantly with emails that are coming up and being pulled away from things that you should be focused on. It's just like having that solid time that isn't distracted by anything else to actually work. Like my friend, Chloe from Australia, when she came home and obviously I was like off or like away, she was like, you are not off. And I was like, I'm not working. She's like, no, you are working. You're working all the time. It's like, I'm not. And she's like, no, Carla, look at the last 5 WhatsApps you've sent or the last 3 Instagram messages. She's like, you are working. You need a work phone. And I've tried a work phone. It doesn't work for me because I just end up doing it twice.
So
I just need to like put more. Is it parameters? Is that the right word?
One thing I've done with that, because I'm just the same as you with that, like I tried work mode and it didn't work. I would forget to use the phone, so I'd just give people a personal number because it was easier. But I've now charged my phone in the kitchen. So I come into the house. I put my phone on charge. And then I use my iPad. My iPad has no access to anything apart from Apple Messenger. So Freddie, anyone like my family can message me on that and I'll get a message on my iPad. But other than that, I don't use it. Because I remember sitting watching a film, playing on my phone and thinking, I have no idea what this film is about, because I've just gone back and forth with messages with people, which you're not present.
No, yeah. And that's a good thing, like try and, like for a parting word on it, like try and protect your present by having some structure to your subconscious, because you don't realise how much that lack of structure is actually affecting the like here and now of what you're doing day by day.
Another normal David day.